Hey everybody, it's time for the BTA review once more with me, Clive Ratton.
And me, Andrew Clark.
Yeah, so here we go, another one, second episode of the year. Time flies by.
Episode two, so exciting.
I know. I can tell the listeners are absolutely brimming with excitement over what we've got. But here we are talking about all things business travel and what's going on at BTA. And I guess, you know, I'm going to start off with our campaign. People say it's mine, but it's our campaign with Ryanair and, you know, trying to get them to talk to the business travel industry. And I find it so frustrating. I've been going for years around why they won't talk to us, at least to find out. And having seen them sign deals with a couple of online agents and particularly in the last few hours with TUI, which is about giving them access, but guaranteeing that TUI are not going to put any fees on top of the Ryanair prices and Ryanair get to send directly to clients anything about their flights or whatever, which I'm sure, well, I know, because I've spoken to a lot of travel management companies, I've spoken to a lot of buyers, I've spoken to a lot of corporate travelers say, yeah, that's all we want. You know, we don't want to make fees on it or charges. We just want the right price via our travel management company.
It's no different to the other airlines, Clive. I mean, you know, if you book a BA flight, you're getting direct text messages from BA if you're a BA card holder, and all other airlines are inclusive in that comment. But it's the same concept. If you're part of a, you know, if you're part of a reward scheme, you are getting direct messages from airlines. So it's no different, really. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see now they've started putting that footprint into the leisure market if they open up to conversation. So I definitely think it's the right thing that we keep pushing them for a meeting and a discussion about it.
Yeah, so you know, listeners out there, and you've got a contact or whatever level of Ryanair is, just say, come and talk to us. We don't put fees on. You know, we're happy to work. We need to work out how messaging gets direct to the client, but we just want, as the client wants, you know, to be able to book without any nastiness at the airport. We want to be able to refund and change in whatever way. We work with you. It's about providing the customer with it, and we're not trying to do anything to make money out of that particular piece and get the consumer disadvantaged in any way. In fact, quite the opposite. We're trying to help you build your corporate base and you know, grow your business as it is for ours as well. So yeah, we will keep on with that little bit of a campaign, but you know, just talk to all TMCs is be respectful of them. They have a view of what about the way the business is, and we're only going to get somewhere by having discussions with them that are constructive. And everything in life is about a compromise, so it's just to get around a table and find if there is a route to compromise that makes it work for them and for us will be amazing. So that's what we do. So that's an interesting one going on. But with the developments in the leisure side, you kind of think, wow, they can't surely not come to the corporate sector and say, how can we get work with you?
Well, I had the pleasure of flying with them, as you know, on the weekend. So so they were, you know, usual Ryanair. They were on time. They were efficient. You got there fine, and it was full.
Yeah.
So you know, and I think it's important that they get come around the table. And I think, you know, one of the themes this year that we talk about is that collaboration piece.
Yeah.
You know, building those bridges and allowing people to have the open conversation and debate and discussion around key things that are challenging in our industry. And this is no different.
No, I absolutely agree. And in issues where help the business or there's a hurdle to get over that can make things better, I'm not going to call them problems or whatever. They're opportunities. I know that's a bit of a cheesy phrase, but wherever there is a, you know, something that's not working, it's an opportunity to put it right. And that's what we try and do. So it's much better to try and fix something than just go off in different directions, as we see so much in the rest of the world going on outside of travel, which is a kind of grand statement. But you know, if you just talk and try and find compromise in our industry, we're going to go a long way. So that is good. So that's kind of a little bit of front of mind. You know, the power of social media does work. That Ryanair themselves use social media a lot, so you know, do feel free, but I say just be respectful. So that's that. We're going to also talk about airport drop-off and pick-up fees. So that is a bit of a rant for a 60-year-old man that I'm allowed to do. But we've got
But it's not just you we found out, right? We found out there is a swell of ranty old opinions men. On this. Yes. There's a swell of opinion on this. And I think as you've done your research around the UK airports, and we were had the pleasure of meeting all our partners and our exec board yesterday, and the feeling across all of them was the same around the charges.
Yeah, so I know I've spoken to a number of politicians in recent weeks as well and raised the subject. And whilst it's not a governmental matter, as I think I mentioned before, they're all keen because it's around consumer, protection and rights and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we're onto that as the BTA, and we hope to engage with our colleagues in the leisure industry as well on that one and get them fired up on the same issue, and get all of our members right into their local MPs if they haven't resigned or been re-elected or not been re-elected in that time. I mean, it's an interesting time. We talk after a couple of by-elections have happened, and there's a shift, shall we say, in the governmental trajectory for the future. So yeah, lots of that going on. But yeah, you actually mentioned it there. We had our first exec board meeting of the year, where obviously our directors of the BTA got together, but equally we did it with the board members from our industry partners board. We had a full day, and big thanks to our friends at Trainline for lending us their fantastic boardroom. It's a huge, really airy and very conducive to some good discussion yesterday. So thank you to them for helping us out with that. But do you know what? I was generally energized after the meeting yesterday with the board and the IP board, really saying that, being brutally honest, all of us, I think I'll be the first to admit that it didn't work as well as we wanted it to work last year, the IP board and the exec board working together, but there was a renewed commitment. I think you'd agree yesterday.
Definitely. I think there was a lot of voices in the room, a lot of opinions in the room, and everybody, I was quite surprised how many people spoke. Usually when you get in that environment and there's nearly 30 of us in the room, usually get people that kind of shy away and just observe and don't say much, but everybody pretty much had a good opinion yesterday, sharing the sort of trends and early information around business and trade and so forth. So that was good to hear that everybody's on the up trajectory. But more importantly, I think there is a common conversation in that meeting around some of the challenges we have to face head on and tackle. So that's good. It means we've got something to work towards as we go through this year.
Yeah, no, it was good. And it's on us, as in you and I, mainly me, but it's to put together the objectives of the board and the joint boards and be clear, not only with them, but with the rest of the membership and partnership around what we're trying to achieve here, because everybody's got to get involved. Ultimately, that's what came out of yesterday, is they represent the partners, they represent the members, but equally, it's not just about them, it's everybody else playing their part in talking about the stuff that we want to talk about. So yeah, it's good. Just means we've got a bit more work to do, doesn't it?
I was sat next to one of the exec board yesterday, and she was watching my action list, to-do list build as we went through the day. So, but that's all good, right? That's why we're here, to try and, sit in the middle of all this and get people together in a room and have those conversations and, make it happen. It's the art of collaborating, and I think in the conscious point of that, we had a great day out at the Return of Advantages Symposium.
That was a good day. Yeah.
After 5 years, so we were both invited to that. So thank you for the team at Advantage for sending us along and letting us listen into to some of their information that they shared on the day. And we are spending the day in Glasgow next week, thanks to your collaboration with the team up in Scotland. Do you want to how that's come about?
Yeah, we're going up to the SPAA dinner, which is always a job. I haven't been for a few years. Used to go in my past life quite a lot. Typical Scotland. They certainly know how to do it. It always worries me when an event, black tie event, starts at 5:30 and carriages at 2. It's not a recipe for a successful evening from a hangover the following morning. But that's quite a cracker. So yes, we're going up there, and that's a precursor to an event we're planning later in the year in Scotland to take the BTA on the road, but in conjunction with the SPAA, because our objective is very much working with other associations, as you mentioned, Advantage. And I, we also on that day at Avantage, we were with Beam and with ITM and just talking about various areas. But yeah, really interested to kind of engage in Scotland. There's, you know, politics up there. SPAA do a great job, always have done a great job up there. And it would be silly not to to liaise and collaborate, to use your phrase. So, but also a chance to have a night out, I suppose, at the Crown Inn, Crown Plaza in Glasgow, which has been a scene of many an event in the past that I've enjoyed. But I'm a little bit older now. I'm not sure I can go the whole pace, but we'll see.
it's the other side of the river, so it keeps itself out of the way for the main sort of drag in of Glasgow bars and pubs. It's good.
So yes, we've got that, and obviously we talked about the one up in Scotland. We've got our AIR conference next week, which is a new format as well. We're trying something a little bit different, just doing it afternoon with some really key subjects around aviation, including accessibility, the strive for leisure content, hearing from IATA on the general trends, and a few more bits and pieces that will be really useful discussion for anybody, not just AIR product managers, but account managers. Maybe if you're a travel consultant and you're able to get along, then do come along. Because at the end of the day, another slight difference is all our airline partners, and quite a few of them these days, we're doing a kind of mini expo, I don't know what you call it, but everybody is there for you to wander around and catch up what's going on in each of the individual airlines with their teams. So a really good opportunity to network with the aviation world and hear that, and also obviously come to the conference as well and hear some great speakers and content. So that's what day is it next week?
It's next Tuesday.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the 20th.
There you go. That's the bit you're looking for. Yeah, that's the bit I was struggling with. 20th of February.
Well, you are booked in to speak and to host one of the sessions. So I hope that you you remember it in your diary, Clav. I know, you know, getting on a bit in your age, you have to write things down nowadays.
Well, absolutely. I won't know that I'm going there until the morning. It flashes up on my screen. That's how it works these days. But no, that's really good. And we're only a matter of a few weeks away from the spring conference as well. And yeah, I am leaping off after we record this to speak to Lord Andrew Adonis around his keynote speech, which I think are going to be fascinating at that conference. He's passionate about the rail. I don't think he's too complimentary about the current government's approach to rail. And if you're coming along, I expect you won't be holding back on too many punches around his opinion. So he is really good. And obviously, we've got Shai Weiss, the CEO of Virgin Atlantic, as our second keynote speaker. I know he's going to be fascinating to listen to around what's going on. So if you haven't got your place yet and you want to come along, if you've got one of the free places left as your membership or partnership, get it booked. If you're not, we've got some fantastic rates, free, decent rates to come along for the day and have a fantastic bit of networking, some really good content, and a decent lunch, one hopes.
Yeah, and we've got over 150 signed up already, so we're pushing towards that 200 mark. I think by the time we get to the another couple of weeks of registrations, I think we'll certainly be up the 170, 180, I would suspect. So it's a great number, and as you say, it's all educational, right? And that's kind of for those interested in the industry. I think it's a really important event to turn up at. And you know, talking about events, we had our first generation pop-up event since we last spoke that went down extremely well. With everybody that was in the room was under 5 years, apart from ourselves, of course.
Yeah, I can't claim to be under five years in anything.
Under 5 years of being in the industry, which was great, because it was, you know, hearing from them and speaking to them on the night, it was good to sort of listen to their first views of being in the business travel industry, whether it be, I've only been in my organisation for a year or I've been there 3 years. It was interesting to see their view on the industry and what they thought of the roles and the wider industry context. And we had some prizes to give away on the night, and you threw out a big surprise prize for somebody on the evening as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, before we get to that, I just genuinely want to say it was really impressive. The Generation BTA team put all of that event on together, It was a real joy to see their enthusiasm for the event. The usual thing that us seasoned kind of event organizers still get is that kind of moment when people are due to arrive and no one's turning up and the stress. And I could see it in their faces. They were desperate for it to be a success and just saying, bear with it, people will come along. And of course we did. We got about 50 people come along. And I just wanted to call out all of the Generation BTA team for doing a fantastic job, and their enthusiasm was great. And then the people that turned up, many of them, you know, and this is why we've got to change stuff, right? Many of them I spoke to, it was the first kind of business travel event they've been to where there are other people from other TMCs and an evening event, you know, because we've come through that, you know, dreadful lockdown and everything. And it just shows the excitement they got from coming along, meeting some suppliers, having a nice drink and something to eat, but more importantly, being in the community, being amongst their peer group. And it was refreshing to see. So yeah, we made the quick decision, because so many of them loved it and wanted to know more about the BTA, that we actually gave away amongst some fantastic prizes, which I should say thank you to all of our partners who are at the
absolutely
for giving out prizes. But we added one in, which was a fully expensed, including flights and 3 nights accommodation at the BTA conference in Gibraltar later this year in September. The winner is over the moon at winning it, and that's really nice to see too. It was genuine, and I've been in touch with him since to sort of give him the details, and it's like, I'm so excited. It's amazing.
Did he get his time off approved, Clive?
Well, I don't know about that, but there's no way he's not coming, I think. And, you know, his TMC, I think, would, yeah, I know none of our members would stop somebody coming along that to something like that. That's what we're trying to say. You just see, and he's going to have the opportunity to meet with industry, you know, seniors, to be a part of something. And that was exciting for them. And it's not like it's a fan trip where it's all, you know, lovely stuff. There's work to be done. But that was the bit he focused on. I can't wait to kind of get in and be in a conference like that and hear what's going on. So, that was really pleasing to see. And there will be more from that, because the Generation BTA board are on a roll building a community. And we want the BTA to be a much wider church, in the sense of having lots more people from the travel management companies being involved and doing their own thing. So, yeah, really good event. I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, also
feel young for a moment.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I was explaining, I walked into a travel event just recently, and I sort of surveyed the room, and I felt really out of place. And that's one of the first times in my career that I've felt out of place. Because
what do you mean? One of the first times you felt out of place?
Okay. because of the age group, I think in the room was extremely young. I'm talking at one of the key colleges up here in Manchester in a few weeks, and you know, you look out on into the crowd and you see how young these people are, and you just kind of want them to really, you know, invest themselves into the travel industry like we have, and hope that they jump on board the train. And you know, I was talking to one of the airlines yesterday at our meeting, and our industry is never normal, right? We always have challenges thrown at us every year on a regular basis, but we seem to get through it and thrive as an industry. And I think once you're part of it, it's a great career path to jump on. So
yeah, it's hard to get out of once you've got the bug and you're bitten. You pretty much stay in it. And as we talked, as you rightly saying there, you can start your career in an airline, come to a TMC, go to a car hire company, end up in hotels. You know, but you're still in the same sector ultimately, which is very rare that you can get too many that are doing that. But there we are. So we've come to the end of another enthralling episode. Hopefully, our listeners have hung on to the end, either by means of much caffeine or alcohol. We don't mind, as long as you're still with us at the end and relatively coherent. But thank you for listening. We'll be back again at some point in the not too distant future with episode 3. So in the meantime, a big thank you. Hope work goes well, and we'll see you soon. From me, Clive Ratton.
And from me, Andrew Clark.